Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the Huruf Muqatta'at, or the abbreviated letters. We know that there are about 29 surahs of the Quran which begin with these abbreviated letters or Muqatta'at, since they are read individually, like Alif Lam Mim, or Taha, or Qaf Ha Ya Ain Swad. So these are the letters by which certain surahs begin. Now the question which has arisen and the objection which has arisen is that what is the significance or what is the meaning of these letters which are placed at the beginning of these 29 surahs. Now there are a number of opinions which have been ascribed, according to which this placement has various interpretations. Now the dominant opinion in this regard is that only God Almighty knows what their significance is, what their meaning is, and they are often classified as mutashabihat, or something whose meaning is only known to God. This is what is generally said. Similarly, there are other opinions. For example, one of them is that they signify or they allude to certain attributes of the Almighty. Another opinion is that they are meant to address or focus or direct the attention of the Prophet Muhammad, and that is why they have been placed at the beginning. Still another opinion is that they are actually initials of the scribes which wrote down those surahs. And similarly, another opinion is that they are the names of the Quranic surahs. So if we analyze all these opinions, the one which comes to mind and one which convinces us the most is that they are actually names of the Quranic surahs, and that is why they occur in this way at the very beginning. And that is why in various ahadith we see that certain surahs have been called by this name. Thus, for example, we even know today that certain muqatta'at, certain abbreviated letters, by them the whole surah is named so. We know that Surah Taha, for example, is named in such a manner. Surah Qaf is named in such a manner. Surah Yasin is named in such a manner. So all these are actually muqatta'at, or individual letters after which the surah is named. So this is the most likely explanation of these muqatta'at, that they are actually and in fact names of the Quranic surahs, and they occur in the beginning to signify the name of that surah. Now, of course, the question which arises is that what is this way of keeping the names? Now, we are not very used to such abbreviated letters, and we are not used to find that such abbreviated letters would actually signify certain names. So the question which arises is that if they are the names of the surahs, then what is the wisdom or what is the reason that these are the names, or by such a methodology names are kept? Now, in this regard, an answer has been attempted by a very celebrated scholar of recent times, Imam Hawaiduddin Farahi, and he has presented his research on these muqatta'at, or abbreviated letters, and his approach is entirely linguistic. He says that the Arabic letters, of course, which constitute the Quran, they have their origin in Hebrew alphabet, and the Hebrew alphabet, of course, has its origin in the ancient Arabic, in the ancient alphabet, which was in vogue in Arabia. And the Hebrew alphabet in that particular alphabet, just as the letters of that alphabet signify certain sounds, they also signify certain objects. Thus, for example, we know Jamal in Hebrew and Jamal in Arabic, which is actually signified by the word Jim or Ja in Arabic, and it means the camel. Similarly, Ta in Hebrew signifies a serpent or a snake. And there are similar other examples as well, in which all these letters not only represent a sound, they also represent certain objects. Now, Imam Hawaiduddin Farahi, while trying to corroborate his thesis, has presented the example of Surah Noon wal Qalam, and he says that the word Noon signifies a fish. And we know that in Surah Noon wal Qalam, there is this incident of fish mentioned later on in the surah, in which the Prophet Jonah is called Sahibul Hoot, which means the companion of the fish. And it is after this mention that the surah has been named. And we know that the word Noon signifies a fish. So therefore, in the opinion of Imam Hawaiduddin Farahi, these letters actually represent certain objects. And those objects are mentioned in that particular surah. Again, we know that the manner in which the Arabs used to keep names of surahs was not the same as we are used to today. So they would keep names after something outstanding, something very peculiar, something very conspicuous mentioned in the surah, and after that particular incident or word, they would name that surah. Thus, for example, if they have named Surah Noon wal Qalam as Surah Noon, then this is because the incident of the fish or the companion of the fish, which is the Prophet Jonah, has been mentioned later on. So in this way, Imam Hawaiduddin Farahi has tried to corroborate his theory and said that the abbreviated letters, they represent certain objects. I had mentioned earlier on the case of Ta, the letter Tha. We know that in Surah Taha, the incident of the snake is mentioned in connection with the tale of, or the anecdote of Moses. We know that his own staff had turned into a snake. And this is, of course, mentioned in Surah Taha. So therefore, it needs to be understood that this theory, although it needs further corroboration, it needs further research. However, it is a very, very important clue in this regard. It tells us that basically these abbreviated letters, which are the names of the surah, have a certain correspondence with the contents as well, and that is that these letters signify certain objects, certain things, certain concepts which occur in that particular surah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.